Does the news seem overwhelmingly negative these days? Well, economics professor Bruce Sasserdoe thought the same thing. He felt that news coverage, especially of the coronavirus pandemic, was often more negative than what scientists or actual data suggested. So he and two colleagues compiled all the COVID coverage from the major networks and analyzed it using a social science technique. Bruce Sasserdoe joins us now. He's professor of economics at Dartmouth and a research associate at the National Bureau of Economic Research. Welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thanks very much, Jane. It's great to be on the show.
So what prompted you to dig into media coverage of the pandemic in the first place?
You know, like almost all of your listeners, I was stuck at home and watching a lot of news and finding it more and more depressing. And the more I watched, the more it hit me that they were covering things in the worst possible way, and that even when cases were dropping, they were talking about record case numbers and such. And at first I thought I was going crazy and misreading the numbers, but then I started to think, oh, maybe they're covering this in a rather negative light.
So help us understand how you conducted your research then. Explain the social science technique you used to determine whether news coverage was negative, positive, or neutral.
In short, we grabbed the text of tens of thousands of articles about COVID from all kinds of different sources. And the simplest technique we used is to take existing dictionaries of negative and positive words and merge those on there and count them up and look at the fraction of words that are positive versus negative.
So let's dig into some of your findings then. You found that news coverage of the pandemic in the United States was more negative than in international news outlets or in scientific journals. So in those thousands and tens of thousands of articles, what stood out about U.S. media in particular?
Well, it's shockingly negative. It's amazing how strong the finding is. You can look in subsamples, different periods of time, different topics. And, you know, you find that when we classify articles as positive or negative, something like over 90% of articles from the U.S. major media are negative versus closer to 50% to 60% for international major media. So just very, very different.
Well, and notably, the coverage was negative in media outlets with liberal audiences like MSNBC and in conservative audiences like Fox News.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, it's incredible just the overwhelming negativity of it. And, you know, Fox, as we've dug into this in a more nuanced way, it's true that Fox's brand of negativity can be different than, say, CNN's, but they both tilt very much negative.
So give us an example of a time during the pandemic when the coverage was more negative than positive.
Even in, say, May and early June, when cases were trending down, you still had a lot of outlets saying, instead of talking about the fact that cases were dropping, they're saying, oh, records are being set in this state and that state, or the cumulative death toll is this. Of course, the cumulative can only go up, it can't go down. There, you know, when there was all this fantastically great news about vaccine approvals, the networks would then quickly jump to things like, well, there were these side effects from people who took it, or, oh, there's these new variants out there, and maybe the vaccines aren't going to work against those variants.
So when COVID cases were rising in the U.S., news coverage emphasized the increase. When they were falling, coverage focused on places where cases were rising. And when vaccine research began showing positive results, the coverage downplayed it.
Yeah, I think that's basically right. When the first tests from the AstraZeneca vaccine became available, the researchers are like, hey, look, it's creating all these large number of antibodies in the test subjects. And so the media managed to find some medical experts to say, well, you know, of course, antibodies aren't the be all and end all. And just because it's creating antibodies doesn't mean that we should have any confidence that it's going to give you protection against the virus. You know, so really not if odd, I would say unnecessary caveats or overly negative caveats and interpretations.
So you and your co-authors say that you aren't entirely sure why coverage in the U.S. has been so negative throughout the pandemic. But one idea is that American media outlets could be responding to consumer demand, what people want. Explain that, Professor.
Yeah. And I think this is kind of the saddest part of the whole tale, which is that, you know, we have no one to blame but ourselves. If you look at the most popular articles and whether you use that by, say, the most viewed articles on the New York Times or the most shared articles, overwhelmingly, people tend to view the more negative articles. So even within the set of major media articles, people tend to gravitate towards the most negative stuff. It's not exclusively so. People do occasionally share and view positive articles, but people tend to gravitate towards the negative. And we think that the American media is just very good at giving people what they want.
And just to be clear, you're not saying that journalists are reporting things that are untrue. You're just saying that by emphasizing the negative, the media isn't giving the full picture.
We're not deeply looking for misreporting, but we don't have any specific examples of misreporting and giving false information. And fundamentally, we don't think that the major American media is in the business of reporting fake news, but we think they are in the business of reporting rather negative news and emphasizing the negative news.
So what do you hope journalists can learn from your research as we continue to cover this crisis?
So I'm hoping, you know, my co-authors and I are hoping that journalists will try to bring balance to their stories. So if they're going to report, for example, that someone died after receiving a vaccine, that it'll be like, but of course, these like 100 million people, got it and were perfectly fine and none of them got the virus. Or if someone gets COVID twice, there'll be some emphasis on the fact that, but that seems to be really rare. And these other studies show that, you know, this fraction of people were protected and had large amount of antibodies. So bringing context, you know, putting these facts in context, essentially.
That is Dartmouth economics professor Bruce Sasserdo. Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jane. I really appreciate the time.